The Northern Territory government is expecting to pass new legislation this week, allowing major projects to bypass laws protecting Indigenous culture, land rights and the environment. Traditional owners and environmental groups have held a noisy rally on the steps of Parliament yesterday to protest the Territory Coordinator Bill. Organisers of the rally say 95% of public submissions have opposed the legislation. They fear the bill will erode Indigenous land rights and fast-track gas exploration. Larrakia traditional owner Bill Risk says the government is not listening to the community.
Wherever there's opposition, I believe that they brought this coordinator in to just, with a stroke of a pen, write it all away and allow an open access for development right across the territory.
The state government argues the bill is an important economic reform that provides a competitive edge against other states. Israel is vowing to keep up its renewed bombing of Gaza. It says the attacks will not stop until all hostages seized by Hamas in the October 7, 2023 attacks are returned. Israel's strikes are by far the largest since a formal truce took effect in January, with the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza saying more than 400 people have been killed. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says both sides of the conflict have to facilitate three essential elements to fix the situation.
First, for the ceasefire to be fully respected. Second, for humanitarian aid to have access to Gaza in an unimpeded way. And third, for the unconditional release of hostages.
Australia is calling on the international community to act to ensure a restoration of the ceasefire in the Middle East. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has told the Nine Network that whilst the government agrees with Israel that hostages must be returned, the violence needs to stop.
We wanted to see the entire terms of the ceasefire fulfilled, and to be clear, that does mean the return of hostages to Israel. That was part of the terms of the ceasefire. There has been so much death in the Middle East over such a long period of time now. We don't want to see this continue, and we'll be exercising our voice to see that a ceasefire is maintained.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the latest phone call between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin must be the first step towards proper peace in Ukraine. Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin have had what the Russian government describes as a detailed and frank exchange lasting more than 90 minutes. Mr. Putin has agreed to stop attacking Ukrainian energy infrastructure for the next 30 days, but has stopped short of agreeing to a full ceasefire, expressing concerns Ukraine could use a full 30-day truce to rearm itself and mobilize more soldiers. The US says further negotiations will begin immediately and take place in the Middle East. Speaking after a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Scholz says Ukraine must be involved in these negotiations.
Die nun angekündigte Waffenrufe für
The ceasefire now announced regarding attacks on energy infrastructure can be an important first step along the way to peace. The same applies to the start of technical negotiations for a ceasefire at sea. The next step must be a complete ceasefire for Ukraine and as quickly as possible. Of course, it is clear, and we both agree on this too, but there must be no decision without Ukraine and over the heads of the Ukrainians.
Australia is set to sell billions of dollars worth of radar to Canada. Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, spoke with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese earlier this week. Mr. Carney says the radar will allow Canada to respond to threats to its northern regions.
Our government will be working with our long-standing defence and security partner, Australia, to build a new long-range, over-the-horizon military radar system. This is an investment of more than $6 billion in the most advanced and efficient radar system. The over-the-horizon radar system will enable Canada to detect and respond to both air and maritime threats over our Arctic faster and from further away. It will most fundamentally keep all Canadians safe.
Artwork by First Nations artists will appear on Australia's new $5 notes, replacing the portrait of the late Queen Elizabeth II. The theme of the note is to honour the enduring emotional, spiritual and physical connection of First Nations peoples to country. It has been chosen from 21,000 nominations from the public, following a nationwide campaign to decide the theme of the note to guide artwork creation. Following the death of Queen Elizabeth II in 2023, the Reserve Bank of Australia stated the new $5 note wouldn't feature King Charles. While the Australian government has backed the decision, Australia's monarchists criticised the move, saying it was neo-communism in action. Regions of Queensland recently hit by flooding are set to receive even more heavy rain today. A severe weather warning has been issued with a risk of flash flooding on the northeast tropical coast, spanning Cardwell down to Eyre. 6 hourly totals of up to 160 millimetres are possible today in the region, which is still reeling from record February falls that triggered widespread flooding. People were forced to evacuate and two people died in floodwaters in Ingham. Local Mayor Raymond Jao says people are on edge, with the wet weather setting back efforts to fix road damage from the February floods. February 2025 was the wettest month in history for some North Queensland towns, with Paluma near Townsville recording more than 2 metres of rain, double what Sydney receives in a year. First Nations artist Rico Rennie says it has been an honour to be commissioned to create a bespoke design of a McLaren supercar to celebrate the Melbourne Grand Prix. The one-off supercar design features his work over the car's entire body, featuring a geometric design using the colours yellow, black and pink. Kamilaroi artist told NITV Radio the design is a bold declaration of proud identities with the intention to convey maximum impact.
They wanted First Nations artists to create a work that was about shifting perspectives and wanted something different in terms of, you know, a international tourist type of work that would be identifiable as Australian and First Nations art, but not the usual touristy romanticised notion of authenticity based on dots. They've seen my practice and my work before and were really keen to explore the geometric and the camouflage works and, yeah, it just went from there.
And in sport, the AFL Tribunal has upheld 3 contested suspensions. North Melbourne defender Jackson Archer will miss games against Melbourne, Adelaide and Sydney through a 3-match rough conduct ban over a collision that knocked out Western Bulldogs defender Luke Cleary last Saturday. Richmond spearhead Tom Lynch will miss this Saturday's clash with Port Adelaide for rough conduct on Carlton's Tom DeConi. While the Hawks' Scrimshaw is suspended for 3 matches for his high hit on Essendon's Jordan Ridley. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 27, Adelaide sunny 32, Melbourne mostly sunny 31, Hobart sunny 26, Canberra mostly sunny 29, Wollongong mostly sunny 26, Sydney much the same 27, Newcastle sunny 28, Brisbane a shower or two 28, Cairns showers 30 and Darwin also showers 32. And that is NITV Radio News.